Nova is giving away £100 in cash every day in the great £100 a day giveaway.
Here's how it works.
Tune in to Declan Mean between 8 and 8.30 each weekday morning and listen out for his £100 golden classic record. As soon as you hear the same record played again on the same day, ring Radio Nova on 604-043. And if you're the 10th caller, you win
£100 in cash.
So tune in and get lucky with the great Radio Nova 100 a day giveaway.
Another great cash giveaway from Radio Nova, 88 FM and 819 AM.
There you are, that's how you can win £100 in cash, and it's as easy as listening to Radio Nova. That's it from me, I'm back tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, bright and early. 5 minutes away from midday, Bob's got the news at midday, followed by John Clark for the afternoon. Have a wonderful Wednesday, leaving you with Johnny Cougar, the story of Jack and Diane.
Little Diddy about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on. Checks his back, flexes his thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Kids doing best they can.
Holidays have never been so good since you discovered Ryan's Travel. Now Ryan's offer you great value weekends in some of Europe's most famous cities, like London, including two nights accommodation, continental breakfast and flight, just £113. Two nights in Paris, just £173. Or two nights in Amsterdam, just £149. Some of Europe's most exciting and vibrant cities, available to you at unbeatable prices. Drop into Ryan's Travel beside the Gresham or ring them at 741-114. Holidays have never been so good.
Stockton's Wing plus guests at the TV Club Friday next, the 27th of January. Walk away, talk away. Doors open at 10 p.m. Admission is £4. Feeling fine, sing of the line,
I can see no other way. Why don't you sell that car? Sell it now for cash at Windsor Car Auctions. Entries are accepted all day during the auction. No sale, no commission, prompt payment guaranteed and HP account settled. Windsor Car Auctions, every Wednesday 6:30 and Saturdays at 2 o'clock at Bluebell Avenue, Nace Road. Phone 516-877. Windsor Car Auctions, the fast, efficient way to sell your car.
It's Ireland's favourite tea time.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo. Radio Nova.
It's 12 noon. This is Bob Gallico. Good afternoon. According to the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, if consideration is given to setting up a special anti-terrorist armed force, there must be strict safeguards or the situation could worsen. Chairman Mike Kelly said this morning that such a force would blur the lines between policing and security operations. He said it would be difficult to ensure that it would only be used against terrorists. The experience of other countries often showed that paramilitary police were brought in against civil demonstrations as well as the terrorists they were set up to deal with. The former Minister of Justice, Mr. Des O'Malley, proposed such a force in the Dáil yesterday during the debate on security. Later, the present Minister for Justice, Mr. Michael Noonan, said the proposal was interesting, though he wouldn't give a quick answer to it. Mr. Kelly said this morning that similar forces in Ireland before hadn't worked. He quoted the examples of the Black and Tans and the UDR. He said they had both tended to alienate and polarize the community. Mr. Kelly also said that the talk of special armed police units only highlights the inadequacy of the existing training of the ordinary Gardaí. He said it was a ridiculous situation that a Garda was deemed to be trained after 6 months, yet it took 4 years to train a hairdresser. There'll be student demonstrations today in Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway over the removal of medical cards from 120,000 young people in second and third level education. In Dublin, the students will march from Parnell Square at 2 o'clock to the Department of Health and government buildings. The Soviet President, Mr. Andropov, has responded to President Reagan's call for better relations. He said his government was ready for a dialogue with the United States, but that Washington must make the first move. Israel, the Soviet Union, and some other countries want to bring their own security forces to the Olympic Games in Los Angeles this summer. But if they're armed, they'll be banned from the Olympic villages, according to an organizing spokesman today. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will be spending millions of dollars on security installations for the Games as a precaution against terrorist attacks. West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl will be holding talks with the Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Yitzhak Shamir, and other Israeli leaders later today. Herr Kohl, the second West German Chancellor to visit Israel, said after being met by demonstrators that he hoped to bridge the terrible chasm of the past. At a banquet yesterday, Herr Kohl urged that the Middle East peace process should be set in motion again. He also said foreign interference had to end before peace could be restored to Lebanon. In the United States, in New York City, a Colombian congressman has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for conspiring to sell 10 kilograms of cocaine. In Argentina, police seized 60 kilograms of cocaine in Buenos Aires and arrested 10 people who allegedly intended to distribute the drug in Europe and in the United States. And the British government has said it has no plans to legalize the use of cannabis. The reaction came in answer to a question by British Labour MP Clive Soley following yesterday's finding of Linda McCartney for possession of cannabis. Italy, Spain, Denmark and the Netherlands, as well as 11 American states, have decriminalized possession of the drug. And it's believed that senior British civil servants have advised the British government to legalize it as a way of beating drug trafficking. Independent radio news from Dublin, it's 3 minutes past 12. Radio Nova.
Dublin's forecast remaining cold and dry, becoming cloudier and windier later with outbreaks of snow and sleet. The temperature over the city is 4 Celsius in the winter, southwesterly force 4 in Dublin Bay.
Yeah.
Again, it's Radio Nova still playing favorites. The Irish chart between now and 12:30.
John Clark, please.
One of nine new entries, Rick Springfield in at 29, and We All Need the Human Touch. Nine new entries on the chart, and playing most of them between now and 12:30, and also the number one. A lady who had her first hit way back in 1955, and that's 29 years ago. Eartha Kitt, and the song was Under the Bridges of Paris. Well, she's looked in many places, but she still can't find her man. Here's a new... Not the dirt.
My fingers to the bone. Where is my mind?
12 minutes after 12, Radio Nova looking at the new Irish chart. That's Holiday from Madonna, a new entry at number 21. Only three Irish records on the new top 30 this week. Joe Dolan, Paddy Riley, and Ray Lynham all on the way down. Eurythmics are a new entry in the 20s. Great sound. Their records keep getting better. Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox together. And here comes the rain again. It's NOVA.
McDonald's Big Mac. He's always been number one.
He's the leader of the pack. McDonald's Great Big Mac.
And now when you buy a Big Mac, you get something more. A great chance to win a family holiday for four with Club Travel. That's right. Buy a Big Mac. Pick up an entry form and soon your family could be enjoying a super holiday in the sun with Club Travel.
Leader of the pack, Big Mac. McDonald's and you.
James Windsor.
For fine oak furniture.
James Windsor.
For pine kitchen furniture.
James Windsor.
For mahogany occasional furniture.
James Windsor.
For a vast range of superb bedroom furniture.
James Windsor Furniture, South Circular Road, Rialto, beside Windsor Motors. Don't forget, we're driving.
Spoil yourself all this week at the fabulous Danish Viking Patisserie. You can find us at the Powers Court Townhouse Centre. We offer 25%, yes, 25% off everything for unbeatable value and quality baking. Visit our stands and voucher stores, Henry Street, Blackrock, and Powers Court Townhouse Centre.
Duffy's Fabrics, the curtain fabric specialists, Norvell Street and ILAC Centre.
The best music.
John Clark.
On Radio Nova.
On 20 past 12, it's Nova still playing favourites. Fiction Factory, a new entry on the new chart in Ireland, and Feels Like Heaven. Lionel Richie goes up 2 to 17, and Simple Minds are a new entry at 15. Snowy White and Joe Fagan also selling well there, two new entries on the new top 30 in Ireland. And the one that went to number one in Britain yesterday, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, is going over the counter here at a fierce rate. It's on the top 10 this week as a new entry for Frankie Goes to Hollywood here at Nova. Relax.
Relax, don't.
We'll give you away £100 a day. Dublin 604043. 10th caller gets the cash attack of £100. Here's one of the new top 10 for this week in Ireland. A new entry at number 10, Joe Fagan, and that's Living All Right. Paddy Riley on the way down. And Relax from Frankie Goes to Hollywood, a new entry at 8. Up 5 to 7, King of Pain by the Police. And the Leap of the Week, China Crisis and Wishful Thinking, number 6. John Lennon, the new entry, the highest one as well. And Nobody Told Me There'd Be Days Like These, number 5. Howard Jones at 4. Matthew Wilder up 13 to number 3. Break My Stride. Bonnie and Shaky remaining at number 2 and The Rocking Good Way. which brings us to the number one. And following the number one, three number ones on our A to Z. We've got Supremes, Foundations, and Mungo Jerry. Here's Paul McCartney.
I light a candle to our love. In love our problems disappear. But all in all, we soon discover that one and one is all we long to hear. All round the world, little children being born to the world. Got to give them all we can till the war is won.
People are staying with the Toyota Starlet.
Well, these days you have to think of economy, and that's where the Starlet really scores. I'm more than satisfied with the mileage I get, 56 to the gallon. Besides, it's one car that really holds its value.
Toyota Starlet, 1 litre three-door or 1.3 litre five-speed five-door. See them today at your Toyota dealers.
Oh, what a feeling.
Starlet.
Toyota. Great news from JWT. The closing date for the fabulous JWT Ford Fiesta competition has now been extended to February the 14th. So hurry, book your summer sunshine with JWT before February the 14th. You'll have a great holiday and the chance to win a great car. JWT. We're with you all the way.
Today, the meeting of the Comfy's board of directors took place and discussed Comfy's disposable nappies with new elasticated sure-fit legs. I talked to board members. They believe the phenomenal success of this guaranteed Irish product to be due to the extremely efficient hydrophobic lining which keeps their bottoms comfy dry. And to the excellent elasticated sure-fit legs which helps prevent any leakage whatsoever. And to Comfy's softness. Comfy's, now elasticated. They keep baby comfier because they keep baby drier.
Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
John Clark, Radio Number.
The mighty 890.
Wow. You better watch the minute you just did.
Wow.
And that's our A to Z of number ones for this afternoon. Baby Jump, Baby Love, and Baby Now That I Found You. 71 for Mungo Jerry, 64 for the Supremes, and a number one and 67 for the Foundations. Tomorrow, Cliff, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and Billy J. Kramer. It's coming around to 20 minutes before 1 o'clock. Bit of good news. We're back in FM, 88 FM. Back in stereo, 10 nights. So you can't fail when you've got Ralph DeBrekenstar on your side. No, they're still playing favorites. Twice as many memories at lunchtime. Back we go. Patrick Hernandez and Born to be Alive.
If you go.
Lunchtime favorites here at Nova, and over the next fortnight we're giving away £500 worth of Texaco petrol. A simple question before 1 o'clock, stick around and we give two by £25 Texaco petrol vouchers away.
Radio Nova proudly presents Imagination at the National Stadium on Wednesday the 15th of February and at the SFX Centre on Thursday 16th of February. Imagination, live in concert. Don't forget, if you bought a ticket for the original stadium show, it's still valid for the February 15th show only. Tickets for Imagination available from Golden Disc.
Hey, Sarah people, here's your kind of all-action holiday at Magaluf, Ibiza and Torremolinos. Discount windsurfing, paragliding, and just for starters, join the Paysetters for those magic discos, moonlight barbecues and romantic beach parties. Book now and save up to £50 per person with our Super Saver scheme. Ask your agent for details. Enjoy those active days in the sun, frantic nights on the town. Grab your brochure now from your agent or Dawson Travel, Dawson Street, Dublin. Telephone 712-000. It's your kind of holiday. That's Paysetters.
Slide ropes, mirror front sliding doors concealing built-in storage to your design. Transform your bedroom for as little as £5 per week. No deposit finance plans available. See them at Murdoch's Dunleary and Michael White's Malahide or phone Slide Ropes at 757250 and 756438.
Radio number
John Clark.
Where things are even better than they seem. I wanna go to where the light inside provides the glow. You can believe when I tell you it's true. We'll take a little ride with me. And you can see that you already knew. Look inside and you will see that love. Where will you go when all the neon lights have lost their glow? You can believe when I tell you it's true. Come take a little ride with me. To turn on time waiting, and it will.
Nova playing more continuous music, three in a row, and Cindy Lauper, or Cindy Lauper, wrapping it up. And girls just want to have fun. On our way towards 1 o'clock, and two for the over-18s following that. £500 worth of Texaco petrol we're giving away over the next fortnight, and two by £25 Texaco vouchers to give away now. And the question, how long have Texaco been sponsoring the National Children's Art Competition? Is it 15, 20, or 30 years? Dublin 604-043.
Walks further down the street with the print pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Is the year budget travel holidays break all records for value, variety, enjoyment, and budget prices. Compare budget travel's prices for Greece and the islands. Budget travel's prices for the south of France, Nice and Cannes. Budget travel's prices for the Canaries, Ibiza, Mallorca, and the Costa del Sol. Mostly day flights. Budget travel. Make your dreams come true.
Budget travel for you.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
727-444.
Hello, evening Harold Smallads. Can I help you?
It's Lions. Put the kettle on time.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
This is
is the Nova News at 1.
It's 1 o'clock on Wednesday, the 25th of January. The news with Ken Hammond and Bob Gallico. Good afternoon. According to the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, if consideration is given to setting up a special anti-terrorist armed force, there must be strict safeguards or the situation could worsen. Chairman Mike Kelly said this morning that such a force would blur the lines between policing and security operations. He said it would be difficult to ensure that it would only be used against terrorists. The experience of other countries often showed that paramilitary police were brought in against civil demonstrations as well as the terrorists they were set up to deal with. The former Minister for Justice, Mr. Des O'Malley, proposed such a force in the Dáil yesterday during the debate on security. Later, the present minister, Mr. Michael Noonan, said the proposal was interesting, though he wouldn't give a quick answer to it. Mr. Kelly said this morning that similar forces in Ireland before hadn't worked. He quoted the examples of the Black and Tans and the UDR. He said they had both tended to alienate and polarize the community. Mr. Kelly also said that the talk of special armed police units only highlights the inadequacy of the existing training of the ordinary Gardaí. He said it was a ridiculous situation that a Garda was deemed to be trained after 6 months, yet it took 4 years to train a hairdresser.
There'll be student demonstrations today in Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway over the removal of medical cards from 120,000 young people in second and third level education. In Dublin, the students will march from Parnell Square at 2 o'clock to the Department of Health and government buildings. The Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin, Sheila De Valera, is to raise the medical card controversy with the EEC Commission. In a question to the Commission, she states that in all other EEC countries, students are entitled to medical cards and the government's action seriously discriminates against Irish students. For the sake of what she calls miserly cuts, Ms. De Valera says, the health of an Irish student is now being put at risk. The industry minister, Mr. Bruton, still believes Ford's could change their mind about closing their plant in Cork. He said last night he's going to try and do that at a meeting with Ford management later today. Yesterday he met with Ford representatives and the union officials from the factory where 800 jobs are due to go at the end of the year. One of the union officials, Mr. John Mitchell of the IUDWC, said afterwards that he was as pessimistic about the situation after the talks as he had been before them.
The Soviet president, Mr. Andropov, has responded to President Reagan's call for better relations. He said his government was ready for a dialogue with the United States, but that Washington must make the first move. The West German Chancellor, Helmut Kohl, will be holding talks with the Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Yitzhak Shamir, and other Israeli leaders later today. Herr Kohl, the second West German Chancellor to visit Israel, said after being met by demonstrators that he hoped to bridge the terrible chasm of the past. At a banquet yesterday, Herr Kohl urged that the Middle East peace process should be set in motion again. He also said that foreign interference had to end before peace could be restored to Lebanon.
Israel, the Soviet Union, and some other countries want to bring their own security forces to the Olympic Games in Los Angeles this summer. But if they're armed, they'll be banned from the Olympic villages, according to an organizing spokesman today. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will be spending millions of dollars on security installations for the Games as a precaution against terrorist attacks. Portugal's parliament today begins a debate on government legislation to make abortion legal in some cases. The bill, introduced by the country's Socialist Party, would allow abortion in the case of danger to the mother's life, in the case of deformity in the fetus, or in the case of rape. The results of a poll released last night show 71% of people questioned supported the proposals, while 19% wanted a complete ban on abortion. The Social Democratic Party says it may leave the ruling coalition if the legislation is passed tomorrow.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for this year's American presidential election, has said that if he becomes president, he'll be gradually withdrawing American troops from Europe. Mr. Jackson said Europe should start paying its own way for defense. A new study commissioned by Britain and France is understood to recommend that work on a Channel Rail tunnel should begin as soon as possible. The cost is estimated at £7 billion. The study said a road and rail tunnel would be too dear. That would cost more than $50 billion. In the United States, in New York City, a Colombian congressman has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for conspiring to sell 10 kilograms of cocaine. In Argentina, police seized 60 kilograms of cocaine in Buenos Aires and arrested 10 people who allegedly intended to distribute the drug in Europe and in the United States. In the Philippines, 8 military security officers have been charged with homicide after a gunfight in a bar in Manila in which 5 people died.
The victims included three other officers. The wheelchair-bound former soldier, Stephen Rigby, and his fiancée have decided that they will not marry in a Catholic church. Mr. Rigby has said they'll go ahead with plans for a registry office wedding, followed by a church blessing. Catholic authorities at first said the couple could not be married in church because Mr. Rigby would be unable to consummate the marriage. Last night, the church said that after seeking further medical advice, they decided the marriage could go ahead.
The British government has said it has no plans to legalize the use of cannabis. The reaction came in answer to a question by British Labour MP Mr. Clive Soley following yesterday's fining of Linda McCartney for possession of the drug. Italy, Spain, Denmark and the Netherlands, as well as 11 American states, have decriminalized possession of the drug, and it's believed that senior British civil servants have advised the government there to legalize it as a way of beating drug trafficking. In Scotland, RAF and Royal Navy helicopters are standing by to fly food and animal fodder to villages still cut off by snow. Conditions in Scotland improved overnight, but more snow is forecast. In the Cairngorms, the search has been resumed for two soldiers missing since Friday. Finally, a number of firemen were hurt while tackling a major fire at the Cadbury chocolate factory at Bourneville in Birmingham. The fire started in a warehouse for storing cardboard packaging. It took 60 firemen 3 hours to bring it under control, and the building was seriously damaged.
Today's lunchtime financial report. The Irish pound is currently standing at 78.3 pence sterling and at 109.60 against the dollar. Within the European currencies, on the currency exchange, one Irish pound is currently worth 9.4680 French francs, 3.09 German 3.0965 German marks, 3.4750 Dutch guilders, and 176.30 Spanish pesetas. Spot gold is 366.5 US dollars per fine ounce at noon today on the London market, and spot silver £5.77 sterling, also per fine ounce. The Dow Jones Index on Wall Street closed last night down 1.57 at 1242.88. Financial report, courtesy, as always, of Comex Commodity Brokers at 608-977.
And the weather for Dublin, becoming cloudier later with outbreaks of sleet and snow. The city high today, just 4 degrees Celsius. The winds are southwesterly, force 4 on Dublin Bay.
That's the Independent Radio News from Dublin. The time is 7.5 minutes past 1 from Ken and myself. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
18 after 1. Nova still playing favourites, and 2 for the over 18s. 64, Ragdoll, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. And although a bit noisy, a great record in its day, 1965. Spencer Davis and Give Me Some More Loving. The PNC, or the Board Telecom, have just been on to us saying that our line, Dublin 604043, is out of action. So if you're worth trying to get through for the Texaco competition, well, try on Dublin 604063. And the question again, just in case you have joined us, for a chance to win a couple of vouchers for Texaco petrol. How long have the Texaco people been sponsoring the National Children's Art Competition? Is it 15, 20 or 30 years? Dublin 604063. The other one being Banjaxed.
You can go right out and shout it. There is no doubt about it. Dunstore's Better Value beats them all.
Dunstore's Great Better Value sale now on with huge reductions in food. How about these lower prices? St. Bernard sliced pan, 27p. St. Bernard tin beans, 15.5 pounds, 17p. St. Bernard 20-pack beef burgers, 1.99. Dunstore's Great Better Value sale beats them all.
No matter where you go, you'll hear the people say, St. Bernard's the brand of quality today.
Get big results from your small ads in that big paper, the Evening Press. Get your message home to over 500,000 readers this evening and every evening. Ring Evening Press small ads, 722-333. That's 722-333.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
Jet away to any of the 26 sunny resorts. Soak up the sun. Fill your nights with holiday fun. Be with family or make new friends in top-class hotels, villas, tavernas or great apartments. The big Club Travel Brochure 84 tells it all in full color. Get it today. Club Travel, the best value under the sun.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people. The best music.
John Clark.
On Radio Nova.
So what?
can smile. Every smile for the one that holds your hand in the pale moonlight. Just don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Laugh and sing, but while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. Just don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so?
We're back on 88FM and back in stereo tonight. We're still playing favorites all day long. That's Dolly Parton from a new movie called The Great Pretender and Save the Last Dance for Me. But knowing Dolly, you'd have to save the last two. Because it'll take you all your time to get the arm around for the last dance. But never mind. 25 minutes after 1 o'clock, here's one that'll get you jiving in the old canteen. An old record, 26 years old. But today, back in 1958, January 25th, 1958, the very first record to enter the British charts at number one was a Presley record. Although it's 26 years old, guarantee it's going to put the old goose pimples on the back. So here it is, kind of a special record today. Elvis and Jailhouse Rock.
Everybody let's rock. Everybody in the hotel rock. We're standing through the jailhouse rock.
1:30 here on Radio Nova. That's from a musical called La Follies. We can all imagine what that's about. Laurie Gaynor, and I am what I am. Congratulations to Mary Byrne. We just stop. Mary Byrne, 17, Highridge Grove in Kilmacud, still Oregon. Evelyn Reardon as well, 50, Home Lawn Road in Tala. £25 worth of Texaco petrol to both of you for correctly answering the old Texaco question. How long have Texaco been sponsoring the National Children's Arts Competition? It was 30 years, and more petroleum tomorrow.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
What do you want from your summer holiday?
Sitting in the sun, good wine, and good company.
A nice beach for the wife and fun for the kids.
Fancy and relaxation.
I enjoy different foods in different countries.
Plenty of sun, food, men and drink.
The nightlife, the girls, the disco and the crack.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
John, we've been burgled.
It can happen to anyone. Today, it could be you. It makes sense to beat the burglar now. At Insurance Corporation of Ireland, we're here to help. Our home security advisory service is a new service to householders everywhere. We'll supply you with a free home security advice brochure and to our policy holders a 15% discount on home security equipment plus other incentives. Contact Insurance Corporation now. Together, we can beat the burglar and make 1984 Home Security Year.
Elastic in, elastic out, in, out. You can stretch it all about. Cause these cozy fits have elasticated legs, so nothing should leak out.
Oh, cozy fits are cozy inside. Cozy fits are cozy outside. Cause they're lighter on the skin side. And that's what it's all about.
Cozy fits, drier on the skin side.
Boy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
John Ford, Radio Nova.